Oh, just want to slide in here and say one. Welcome to any new listeners. We're glad you could join us here for season two. We would like to remind you all that we do have a Patreon, so if you have any spare gold pieces, we'd really appreciate the support, and we appreciate the support that you give us when you listen and interact with us on Twitter and other places. And speaking of interacting with us, we have started a new Into the Gridge Discord, so you can trade fan theories, jokes, and just, you know, enjoy the community with your fellow groupies. So both of those links should be in the description for you to check out. Without further ado, enjoy the episode. Last time we saw the Gru, they were headed down Fifth Ave, northbound. No, they walked into this really big room and tried to kind of sneak through it, but instead woke up the Wyvern that was sleeping in the corner. And after some combat with it, were confronted by Big Titty Goth Theyf, who is the child of Illyn.
Who is absolutely munching right now?
Who do you fuck? It's not me. Hey, Kayla, time. Take one goddamn guess. Wait, it's not Jake?
No.
Wow, that's shocking. It's
horrifying.
Always Jake who's munching.
You think you know a person.
Really? You think you know the Gru.
Anyways, and this mysterious new figure confronted the Gru, said that they were causing problems for their father, Illyn, and then helped bolster this Wyvern, which did unfortunately die at Ansel's hands, leaving the Gru in combat with this one figure, which is where we will pick up after the theme song. Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome into the Gridge. I have that not restricted by binary definitions of gender is a line that I have in something I'm doing. And I just realize I'm remembering the first few episodes of Gridge when it took me forever to say that. And now I can just boom, done. It's out there. No thought. You know, you say it however many goddamn times. Maureen, it's your turn. You are about 10 feet away from this menacing figure that has attacked Brenda, and Ansel has tried to strike.
I'm 10 feet away. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see what I'm gonna do.
Wait, how far are... how close are Brenda and Ansel?
Melee range with it, so within 5 feet of it.
I am?
It came over and hit you in the head with a mace.
Sorry, God. Dad.
It bonked you for your not horny crimes.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna eat a gummy worm. Actually,
I'm eating a gummy worm.
What?
Gummy.
Roll a D100.
Should I roll for worm?
Roll for worm?
Can I? You can, yeah. Go ahead. Roll
a. What is that?
Is that animal handling?
Wait, what is it?
Roll a medicine check for me.
Okay.
Roll a medicine check for me on this gummy worm.
That's an 18.
Oh, worm?
It's an edible.
No!
Oh,
but, like,
God.
You have, like, 45 minutes until it kicks in.
Stop.
In the meantime,
it.
you have one temporary hit point.
Okay, well, okay, I'm actually going to do my thing, which is I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark, which gives me an extra
D6.
of a damage or of a attack? Nice. Of damage, I believe. Yes, it's damage. And then I will use my longbow.
All right. Just shoot this muffler.
Okay, that is a 4, 6, 7. That's a 17. Ah!
That hits. Barely
so
make it.
My 1d8 and then my d6. Where are you, numbers? All right. That is 4. Oh, wait. Plus 4, which is 8. And then that is 1, so 9 in total.
All right. Okay.
That is all I'm doing.
Is that all? All right. Brenda, your turn. This figure towers over you.
Yeah. So it's like right there.
Oh,
I could like reach out and touch it, huh?
Mm-hmm. You could touch deflated titty.
Maybe I will. I won't touch its titty. That seems...
That's
not
sketchy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not great.
That's something big.
In fact,
do.
I would say it's
what
bad.
What the fuck? Whoa!
What?
Last episode, Big was like, stop looking like that.
Yeah.
Which seems like the next step would just to be to touch their titty.
I don't think that's correct. Ooh.
Okay, I'm gonna do vampiric touch.
Ooh, all right.
You're make a melee spell attack.
Touching the vampire?
I'm gonna vampirically touch them, but not on the titty. That's rude.
Yeah, you get like a hip.
22.
Yep. Oh, certainly.
Okay, 3d6 necrotic damage, and I regain hit points equal to half the amount of the necrotic damage dealt.
Oh, jeez. That's pretty good, actually.
7 damage.
Okay. As you kind of... The life force from this god. It is more potent than a normal creature's, and you do regain a full 7 hit points.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's going to take us to its turn.
Is it pissed?
It's not happy. They go, what the fuck, mate? Did you just suckle some of me juice out?
Jeez, don't say it like that.
Well, I made a point not to make it anything about, like, suckling. I was trying to...
Well, yeah, I respect the boundaries, but that is my life force you just took, mate. I don't appreciate that.
You hit me first, so I'm sorry, but you did do that, so...
Yeah, well... Your enemy kind of grips up on their mace and lifts it above their head, and the eyes on all three skulls glow, and then this just sickening wave whooshes out. I need everybody to make a wisdom saving throw for me.
Oh, fuck.
Even
really
me in the door?
Pissing off this god.
Oh, yes, even you in
what
the door.
What saving throw?
Wisdom.
Gross.
Ansel, what did you get?
15.
Okay, you succeed.
Oh, thank Christ.
You are not frightened.
Oh, I was going to be fucking frightened regardless, let me tell you.
Brenda, what'd you get?
9.
You are frightened. Big, what did you get?
7.
You are frightened. Glunkus, what did you get?
18.
19.
You are not frightened. Maureen, what did you get? You are not frightened. If you are frightened, you must spend your turns trying to move as far away from this creature as you can, and you can't willingly move to a space within 30 feet of it. You cannot take reactions, and for your action, you can only dash or try to escape the effect.
I thought you could still, like, attack.
This is
not with this.
Shit!
This is big boy juice.
Damn it.
Damn.
That is its turn.
Good thing I'm already far
their
away.
Their turn. So Glunkus, you're up, bud.
Yeah, I figured. So it's just Big Toddy, Big Toddy, Big Titty Dad.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Big Tater, Big Tater Toddy.
Whatever it is.
Kintle.
Kinlet.
Kinlet sounds like okay. a Pokemon.
Giblet.
Gimlet. All right, so I'm gonna.
Kinlet
hold
sounds
on some
like
more
a bunch
lightning.
Of books
okay.
about kin.
Don't so fucking.
Sorry.
Yes. That's gonna be a dirty 20.
Okay. Yeah. So they are going to take. How much is that? 8 lightning damage.
All right.
Then I'm also going to cast poison spray.
Okay. Go ahead. I make a save.
Yeah. Yes.
What is it? Con.
Yes.
15. Yes, 15.
Okay. That does not make it. So.
Okay.
Thirteen poison damage.
Damn, that's pretty good. They're not looking great. Big, your turn. You can run away.
I could.
Wouldn't want to be like Ansel, though, huh?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
You have to run away.
I thought that was the plan. With
oh
everything.
Shit! You have to run away.
You have to run away.
Oh, I have to run away.
You
well,
do have to run away.
Guess I'm just going down this hallway more.
You go down in this hallway, and you get to the end of it, and it's a T, as many of them have been, and you look down, and you see that same diamond-shaped room that you were in before this big square one.
Mm.
That's going to take us to Ansel's turn. You are not frightened.
Fucking bet your ass I'm not. So I'm just within range, because I just attacked last time, right?
That is correct.
All right, yeah, we're just going to go stupid, go crazy here. Okay. So we're going to... Because they appear largely unharmed, correct?
They're actually getting pretty beat
they're
up.
Getting pretty beat up? Okay, well, we'll keep my gun holstered then on my squeaky pants. All right, we'll just keep going with the rapier. It's been working so far.
There you go.
Okay, well, okay, that was a 12.
That does not hit.
Shouldn't have said.
Has it been working?
14.
Also does not hit.
Okay, well, we're not taking miss for an answer. So we're going to do a... Oh, do I want to do action?
Perry looks dubious.
I'm trying to figure out if I want to do an action surge.
And sneaky and evil. Harry's doing a really creepy
yeah,
evil face that I don't actually like.
What the
at
heck?
All, a lot. Y'all should see this terrifying.
It's really
shit.
Bad, and it makes me not want to use my action surge, but I'm not gonna. I feel like that would be metagaming.
Not gonna let Perry's evil face
so I
get to me.
Will use my action surge.
All right.
That's what they want you to do, Max. You fall into
the trap.
Hey, you want a gummy worm?
Okay. Listen. No. okay, so I...
Wow, that edible hit within 6 seconds.
Attack again here.
Yeah, go ahead.
24, that's more like it.
That hits. There it is. You weren't frightened, but you were a little scared.
Okay. Well, you'd be intimidated, too, if there was a 9-foot...
Absolutely,
yeah.
I would. Are you kidding me? I'm only human.
Okay.
I think I would be pretty chill with it, personally.
Yeah.
Not scared, just like, okay, this is something we gotta deal with. Mm-hmm. Respectful. Respect.
We just gotta reassess.
Yeah, so, respect. I hit with an attack. Do they look strong?
Literally a god.
Their arms are about as thick as your torso.
Well, okay.
Fuck.
Okay.
I mean, he's little, so like.
Okay. In that case, I'm just going to do.
Have you given me a damage number yet?
No, because I haven't rolled, because I'm figuring this out okay. before I do that. Okay. I'm gonna do
just making sure.
I'm gonna do
as we sit here waiting. I'm just making sure.
Yes, I'm gonna do my goading attack.
Okay.
So, is that my? Hold up. Oh yeah, I think this is the first time I've used my D10 superiority die. Let's fucking go, baby.
Ooh, let's fucking.
Fucking
go.
In the big leagues now. Okay, so let me roll for damage finally. After much ado.
Much ado about fighting.
Six, that's 12 damage.
All right.
12 damage, and they have to make a wisdom throw.
14.
No. So I have goaded them. So I'm like, haha, bet you can't fucking hit me. I'm a little guy. Haha.
And hey, I'm just a little guy.
I'm just a little baby boy, but you can't hit me. and anyway, since they failed, they have disadvantage versus targets other than myself until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
So all those friends that are conveniently running away will not be attacked.
That's pretty good.
And then we're going to do my second attack here.
Yes, naturally.
For 22.
Yes.
And 8 damage.
All right.
Just a solid little stabberoony of a turn.
Yeah, they're not comparatively looking so hot. Which does not mean that they are close to dying, Kayla.
I didn't ask.
You would have after your turn.
Know that.
Maureen,
you don't
it's your
know
turn.
Me at all.
Okay. All right, Chief. You're a lying piece of shit.
Oh, bitch. You want to fight right now?
We are.
Put yourself in. No, put Perry in. I want to fight Perry.
Okay, Perry does that enough, okay? We've established that.
Fuck
off!
I want to kill Perry.
Max, you weren't even here for the original Enoch stuff. God damn
it. I was not.
He listened.
I listened while I mowed my goddamn lawn.
He was a fan.
You did. What a good way to listen to Gridge.
I did not.
Maureen, it's your turn.
Hey, so I found these gummy worms in my pocket. I have no idea where they came from, but they taste pretty good. Anyway, Maureen's going to do Hail of Thorns.
Why did it hit so fast? It's literally been like 6
okay.
seconds.
If you hail a thorns, it will hit Brenda and Ansel.
What a terrible thing to do. In that case, I will not hail a thorns, and I will instead.
No, I really thought you were going to do it anyway.
I'll do longbow. All right, don't fail me, longbow.
All right.
Oh,
are you doing
Hunter's Mark
again, or just longbow a couple times?
After you cast it, yeah. So I still have.
Oh, hot damn!
Very nice. That is 4 or 5. That's 16.
Oh yeah. That certainly. Sorry. Just barely misses.
Rats.
Kind of whizzes past.
Well,
their head.
I can go. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
I was still thinking of the Wyvern. Oh. I apologize. No, a 16 doesn't.
I will try again. All right,
mm-hmm.
That is.
Please do.
That is a 19. Okay. Here I go.
Yes,
with
that
my
is.
My D8 and my D6. Da 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 da. That is a 8 plus. Oh, 5.
Plus?
Aha. 13.
All right. You strike the foe, and that brings us to Brenda's turn as an arrow sticks into their arm right kind of in front of your face.
My frightenedness definitely breaks my concentration, huh?
Mm-hmm. What were you concentrating on?
Vampiric Touch, I could have done it at the end of every single one of my turns for a minute.
You do just have to run away.
So, do I roll something to try to break it? I forget how frightened works. Like, don't I get to have the chance to not be frightened anymore?
Yes, so Big, you can also roll. At the end of Kayla, at the end of your turn. So you do have to spend this turn running down the hallway.
So I have to run, I cannot attack.
That is correct.
And then I can roll. Okay, well, I guess I run then.
Big, what did you get?
It's just what it is, right? Do I add anything to it? Or?
It's a wisdom saving throw.
Okay, 6.
Yeah, nope. You're still frightened. Yeah, so yeah. Brenda, you get about halfway down this hallway, and you can roll.
Wait.
What?
What did I roll? Do you remember what I rolled for the original Frightened?
It was like a 7 like... or a 9, maybe.
Okay, it would... And it was a wisdom saving throw?
Yes.
Okay. What was, like, the number that it needed to hit? Because I just realized I only added a +1 instead of a +6, because I didn't realize it was a saving throw, because I'm stupid.
It was a 15.
Oh, I don't know. Probably still would have not made it by, like, 1, okay. Huh?
All right, yeah. You would have just barely missed, I think.
Okay, sorry.
Someone's going to listen to this and be like, Brenda got a 9, so +6. Well, you would have still been short if you added the 1 already.
Well, yeah, if I added the 1.
Right, okay, yes. Yeah, so take that, Twitter. There is, I am irreprehensible. Brenda, okay, you are halfway down the hallway.
Yeah.
You see, you can kind of see Big standing at the end, terrified. Uh-huh. About to shit his pants without Glunkus' help.
Uh-oh.
Get his ass.
So now I roll?
Yes, now you roll. Remember to add 6.
Would you believe it? It's a 9.
Then you save, yes.
Huh? No, it's with the 6 added.
Oh!
Nice.
I rolled a 3.
Yeah, no, you don't. You are still terrified of this thing.
Yeah, I know.
Which brings us...
I hope Brendan and I are just like, screaming in the hallway
turn.
Together.
We are. We're definitely screaming together.
It's going to turn around to you, Ansel, because you're the only thing left around it.
Correct.
And it's going to...
I'm a bad bitch. You can't kill me.
Well, here's the issue. I don't think they're gonna try and kill you.
What
fuck does that mean?
No, ah, God, I want to do this so bad, but it would create such a fucking problem.
Do it.
Hey, what
all right, I will ask you, Ansel, how charismatic are you?
Only slightly.
Okay. What's the...
If my fate is to be seduced by a giant vampire, then so
no,
be it.
No, it's... It's going to... Ansel, make... It reaches out and touches the top of your head. I need you to make a constitution saving throw. This is also a funny thing.
Boops the
but
top
it will
of
not
his head.
Create incredible, incredible problems for the group.
Okay.
Oh, God,
I
are they
going
to kiss?
Big Toddy. Big... Fucking shit.
Big.
Big Toddy. Big Toddy, governor. What'd you get, Ant?
Go ahead.
Ansel?
How long does inspiration last? I've had like 1d6 on here for forever. I feel like that's probably gone, right?
It is certainly gone.
Okay. Or has it? Or is it?
It is.
Because in terms of in-game time...
In-game time, it has worn off.
Oh, okay. Well...
Well, are you sure about that?
I'm not sure, because
yes.
I feel like I got it slightly before the train deal. Does that sound correct?
Oh, once within the next 10 minutes. So, it's been more than 10 minutes.
You are
sorry.
Several hours out.
I thought it was 24 hours. I thought it was 24 hours for some reason.
No.
No, okay. In that case, that's a 12.
Okay. You shrink.
No!
Your size is halved in all dimensions. Your weight reduced to 1/8 of normal. You have gone from small to tiny, I'll say.
Honey, forever? I shrunk the Ansel.
You have disadvantage on strength checks and strength saving throws.
I don't do that anymore.
And your weapons shrink to match your new size, doing 1d4 less damage.
Is that forever?
What is this?
Wait, so
player character for Ansel?
Damn. Levels. This is fucked. This is what's fucked with America today.
Is this forever?
I assume not.
Wait,
so how large is tiny? Or you said halved in all directions?
You're half your size.
Okay. What's
God,
half of
so
3 foot four? I'm like 1'7" right
God,
now.
Oh, Marina's gonna be able to just toss you around so
I'm
easily.
1'7" right now, so I was previously about waist height. I'm now about knee height.
You're gonna get lost
not
in
even
your
that
bunk.
High.
There he is, my tiny Ansel.
My tiny horse.
He's extra tiny today. That's gonna end their turn. So Glunkus, that takes us to you.
Yeah, wow,
this truly is
a
being
to carry Ansel around like a little man.
Yes. You're lucky they didn't plane shift you to hell. I think if you hadn't lost a party member, I would have done it.
Would you have had to rescue Ansel from hell?
Yes, the creature does have to find their own way back.
Oh my god,
Ansel side quest.
Is it just it's just me and Ansel in the room, right?
Yeah, I'm there. Hey guys.
Maureen is also.
I want my worms.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's just your casters that. Oh, I guess you're a caster, and Maureen is kind of. But
really, Ansel's the only non-caster.
Yeah, that's fair.
I am going to cast Shatter to target it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
As a third level.
Hachi machi.
So con saving throw from it.
17.
Yeah, that makes it.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Fuck.
No.
Nine thunder damage. Thunder.
Okay. It makes its constitution saving throw, so it maintains concentration.
Yeah.
So Ansel's still little.
Little Ansel. A rapper.
My little Ansel, my little
Ansel. I was just thinking that.
Why, the nature of Gridge has become such that every 5 episodes we make a My Little Pony reference.
As it should be.
Do we really do it that much? Damn.
Yes.
This is the second time at least.
I'd love to see the stats on that.
Yeah, I guess that's my turn.
Okay. That takes us... to Big, your turn.
Oh. So I'm just frightened still, right?
Screaming in the hallway with Brenda. You are screaming in the hallway, and all you can think is that you want to get far away from this thing.
Okay. So I just go through the next door?
Okay, you take a right and walk down the hallway into this big diamond-shaped room that you were in. The line on the floor is no longer glowing, and the door in front of you appears to be open.
I run through that door.
All right, you can get there, and as you open it, you can't quite get into the hallway.
Okay.
That takes us to Tiny Ansel. Oh, wait, Big, roll your wisdom save again.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, don't I roll?
How does Kintel look?
Not super good. Okay. Like, less than a quarter of their health. Oh, yeah, you're fucking... You do actually shit your pants. I was joking earlier, but a nat 1, there will be consequences.
Yeah. I deserve that, yeah.
Nat 1s and Nat 20s are where jokes become reality.
Yes. Where memes become dreams. Ansel, your turn. Damn. You're like barely above ankle high on this enemy.
Is Ansel's voice like higher now? I imagine.
It's actually lower, surprisingly.
Well, it is lower, actually, because Ansel shrank.
Oh, we're going to do some real damage here.
That wasn't good.
Is the idea.
You got a smart guy. You got a funny guy over here. Wow.
All right. Let's fucking stab this they, because I'm a little upset about this whole scenario. Honestly, I kind of consider this to be a bit of a hate crime. I think this was targeted. I understand that they're chaotic evil, but I don't think this... I think this crossed some sort of line.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm literally going to stab your ankles.
What's that, mate? I asked the weather down there.
What dick?
I killed gods for fucking breakfast.
Not this god, mate. I could step on you. I could just squash you like a little
Isn't it funny that Ansel's like the size of a pistachio?
Oh no, don't step on me.
What?
Yeah, you get it.
I wasn't talking to you.
You have a laugh, huh?
I was talking to that guy.
All right, that's a dirty 20.
Well, yeah, now. 20?
Like, I don't remember. Marine's like, I don't
yes,
remember.
Yes, that hits.
And I'm rolling a d4, that is correct?
A d4 minus, yes.
Okay. Wait, so I roll my regular one and then I roll a d4 to subtract?
Correct.
Okay. Do I still do a minimum of 1 damage?
Yes.
Okay. So that brings me down to 0, but then I add 6, so 6.
Okay. That's still a pretty decent hit as you poke them in the ankle.
And then I realize, wait a second, I have a gun, bitch. Eat lead.
Oh, it's like a tiny little gun, too. Oh,
and as you whip out your gun, you grow back to full size.
I assume because I did damage or whatever. Is that...
Yeah, they failed the con save.
Nice.
Nice. Concentration has dropped.
Well, I already fucking said he left, so I can't very well put it away now, can I?
Yeah,
you can't.
That's the coolest shit ever.
They rolled a nat 1, so I'm going to give you advantage on this attack.
That's sexy.
That was the coolest shit Ansel's ever done.
Just draws a gun and grows in size as he does.
Yeah.
All right, that's 25.
Holy shit, yeah.
That's what?
25 gun.
Oh shit, gun. Sorry.
Everyone's talking about the
gunch
today.
Hey guys, this isn't the first time someone's brought up the gunch today.
The gunch earlier.
Wild. 14 damage.
Alright, yeah, they, you shoot them in the stomach. And it goes out the other side, and they're like, "Oh, what the fuck, mate? You brought a gun to a mace fight? Fucking unsportsmanlike."
Yes.
Crikey.
You. I'm not there.
See,
Maureen, your turn.
I would like to point out that if I'd gone from, like, regular person small to, like, regular person normal, and I was, like, looking them in the eyes, that would have been the coolest thing in the world, except I went from ankle height to knee height, so it was significantly less cool.
Not even that, Ansel. This, they're 9 feet tall. You went from like
knee on this person. They're like waist.
Okay.
He's like waist
I'm like
on you.
3'4" on a 9'3" person or something. That's a third their height. That's easily knee.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I don't know how tall you think 9 feet is. Yeah.
Sick burn.
About 9 feet.
That's like
tall.
NBA tall.
Well, that's more than NBA tall.
Well, yeah, but. Yeah. Sorry, continue.
If I hit
Maureen,
thorns,
it's your
I
turn.
People.
You know what?
Okay, this...
No. Because you will hit them in the head, And as previously established,
yeah,
Ansel is only 3 foot tall.
Woo!
So that leaves 6 feet between their head and Ansel, which is outside of the range of Hail of Thorns.
That's some
great,
holy shit.
Great, then I'm going to Hail of Thorns. Ooh, okay, okay, all right, okay, okay, all right, okay. That is a... Well, I'm
is
counting.
It? It
six,
doesn't sound
seven,
like it
eight,
is.
9, 10. Oh, okay, that is a 20. Okay, I found out.
Yeah,
how
that
to
hits.
And that is a lot of different damages that I must count. So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then
okay.
What is this? A 6, 18, and then 8. Okay, that is 20 damage.
All right, this arrow flies through the air, and as they turn to look down at Ansel, they turn at an unfortunate moment, and the arrow goes through their eye and then explodes Ooh. Thorns into Ooh. Their brain.
Oh,
my God.
And you just hear, well, Mike, that's a bit of a damper. And they begin to fade out, turning... almost gaseous and smoky, but it's a clearer smoke than the lich. It is not that again. It's very different, and that kind of shimmers out and flows back off through the roof, leaving behind the cloak they wore, the mace, and a pair of shackles clatters to the ground.
If I had a silver piece for every time I did the second to last blow on a deity and then Marine finished them off, I'd have 2 silver pieces, which isn't a lot, but it's still weird that it happened twice.
I was going to say, I had a second level, which I could have done.
That's why you're the good team.
Oh man!
Can I investigate?
Sorry, are me and Brenda.
Can I check out this
cloak?
Can we come back now?
Can I investigate these items? Yeah.
Yes. So, Brenda and Big, you guys kind of run around and like hug each other in terror for a while, and then after a minute, it wears off, and you can walk back while the Gru investigates. So
I want to hug Big while he has shit pants.
You're too scared to care. Glunkus, you did say you want to investigate
Brenda,
first.
We never speak
so, what
of
are
this.
You looking at?
I was going to look at the shackles and the cloak.
Okay. While you're looking at the shackles, I'll let Maureen look at the cloak. So I would like you both to roll investigation checks.
Dirty 20.
Okay. You see, they appear to be made of a sturdy metal. It doesn't seem to be any of the items of power or anything like that. None of those strange metals. But inside of the shackles, you see a collection of runes and various markings. And I will give you that they are dimensional shackles. So you have those. Maureen, you see this mantle is a deep navy color with some silver trim and comes to sharp points at the edges. And you look around and you see... Hidden in the detail on the silver, also in silver thread, so it's hard to see, are runes and inscriptions, and this is a mantle of spell resistance. So whoever wears this has advantage on saving throws against spells. It does require attunement.
I want this cloak. Just kidding, I'll try it all.
and it is about this time that Big and Brenda wander back in.
Oh, gosh, what was that? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We, like, shot it.
It
was cool. What are you talking about? I'm great.
Good to hear. Did we miss anything important? Like, height-wise, or...
Big, what are you talking about?
Nope, you didn't see. Nope, nothing happened. Yeah,
guys, hope I'm so high right now.
Okay, I was just making sure because they were pretty. They were pretty tall. Okay, that's not exactly what I meant, Morin.
Well, I mean,
Morin, you're still like 43 minutes away from being
I'm just
high.
Like, I can't wait for Morin to be high. Oh, by the way, high is the Armenian word for right an Armenian, now. So I can't wait for Morin to become Armenian.
There you go.
Casts Ray yeah. become Armenian yeah. on Morin.
Big and Brenda, as you walk in, you see Morin trying on this cloak, Anselin, or Anselin, fuck me. Glunk is fiddling. That was a rough one.
Is that a new word for fiddling? Is Anseling?
Glunkus fiddling
feels inappropriate.
With a pair Ansel. Of shackles and the horrific mace that they were wielding lies on the ground.
Who?
Wow. I want to look at that mace.
What?
Make an investigation check for me.
11.
It's spooky and heavy, but you can't. You know it's magical, but you can't quite determine the effects.
Can I investigate it?
I go can't. Ahead. I don't have detect magic turned on.
What?
Barry? Go ahead, Glungus.
15.
Yeah. This is a mace of terror. It requires attunement. This magic weapon has 3 charges. While holding it, you can use an action and expend 1 charge to release a wave of terror. Each creature of your choice within a 30-foot radius extending from you must succeed on a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or become frightened of you for 1 minute. And then while it is frightened of you, a couple of you are familiar with the effects.
Can I wield it?
I doubt it.
Can I roll a bullshit check to see if Lucas can wield it?
It requires attunement, so you can't make anyone terrified. Are you proficient with simple melee weapons?
I just might be.
I'm not proficient in, like, anything.
It's because you can shoot fireballs from your hands.
Yeah.
That's not a proficiency. I'm proficient in, guess what, guys? Dice set. And you know what that gets me? Not good rolls. Does that mean, Perry, that I should get advantage on every single one of my rolls?
Absolutely.
That is what that means.
Not.
You're right,
it
Kayla.
It says I'm... Max said it was, Perry.
Well, Max isn't the DM for this campaign.
It says on the paper, proficient in dice set. You know what I have in front of me? Several dice set.
Okay, but you're not Brenda, as we've established, talking about the names. No, you have dug your own grave here. You have separated Brenda from Kayla. By your opinion,
I think everyone who knows me can agree that Brenda is just myself.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, so I'm proficient with simple melee weapons.
Yes, you can wield this mace. This mace that I put in the fucking game for Big. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh God! What?
Wow, just stealing all of Big's toys.
There's one person in this campaign who uses a fucking mace.
Hey, Big, this mace looks like it fits you perfectly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, then why are you holding it, Glunkus?
Because I got it for you as a present.
Oh. Wow. Thank you, my friend. Where'd you get it from?
Like an anniversary present? Didn't think we'd forget that little fucking bit of info.
Glunkus, you're being so nice to your host.
There it is. I'm glad someone fucking remembered.
Wait, actually, Perry, before I hand it to Big, I'm going to use one of the charges.
God. The mace. No, you can't, because you haven't attuned to it. That takes an hour.
Glunkus!
Damn. All right, fine.
Glunkus and Big sitting in a tree.
Why didn't you tell me you were gay? I would have looked up to you as a role model husbands. This whole time, but instead I was looking down at you as a guy who was really annoying.
I think we should go, and Glunkus just shoots out the room into the hallway.
Wait, what do I do with this?
I would have looked up to you as a role model. Next time someone comes out to me, I'm going to quote Morin.
Oh my God.
It's appropriate, right?
Glunkus is just running down the hallway. You're able to get about halfway down. What is are you chasing him? What is the plan?
Yeah, I'm just trying to like wave the mace in my hands and then I like shove it into my invisible pocket.
Yeah, screaming, tell us about your husband.
Yeah.
Okay, as you all just Benny Hill start to chase him.
That's not how that goes.
That's gotta be public domain, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's gonna sue our podcast. I really don't.
Hey, did you know we can put,
it's fun to pretend.
We can put Jay Gatsby in Grinch now.
Yes, but the Great Gatsby is not great to read, so I don't want him in here.
Ansel,
you know who we can
Great
put
Gatsby.
In here? What?
This is canon. Ansel has
what
written
is?
The Great Gatsby.
Alright, that's canon, baby. I'll take it.
Big
except they're
Big
all Gatsby. Halflings.
Good. Very good. Fuck me. You take off, and Glunkus, you see the door in this diamond-shaped room is just open as you get into it.
Yeah, I'm going to climb through it.
Okay, you go through. There is about a 20 or 30-foot hallway leading into another diamond-shaped room. This one is another diamond-shaped room with a door. Actually, no. Sorry. Oh, God damn it. All right, you're the first one in this room, so you are the only one who sees this next thing. As you rush into the next room, you see a night sky and hear keys jingle. Moon locks up her law office and swings her keys as she walks throughout the city. The night sky is bright, and although she can't see any stars, the twinkling lights of the city have always seemed much nicer to her. More tangible than some far-off ball of gas. Each light was a real thing, each one tied to someone's hopes and dreams. On the way, she slipped a few homeless people change and a business card with familiar crawling spider logo on it, with directions to an underground shelter for them. She was taking her time tonight. Ocean had stayed at the office to work a case, so there was no rush to get back home. Time blurs for a moment, and then her next steps are up towards the modest high-rise that she and Ocean had an apartment in. Her keys click and unlock, the noise familiar and comforting. The noise that meant she was safe and home. But then, it was followed by another soft, almost imperceptible click as she opened the door. Her apartment exploded in a rush of flame and shattering glass. She panicked as she was flung across the hall, her thoughts only of Ocean, Glunkus, and the rest of their crew. She worried they'd been attacked too, and then she didn't think at all as her head collided with the wall.
Damn.
And after that, you see before you another small diamond room. This one looks almost identical to the one that was the very first room you were in, except the door is on the right-hand side, not the left this time. The door across the room has those same sideways V markings. Again, they point to the left, and there are four of them. Or wait, no. Sorry. That's not here. That's the next room.
Okay.
There are three unlit lights in the door.
Hmm.
And it is at this time that everyone catches up to Glunkus. All
right. Glunkus has just like a little tear in his eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Glunkus.
I'm sorry, Glunkus. We shouldn't have brought it up.
Well, none of you saw that.
Yeah.
No, I meant... Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can see that he has a tear in his eye.
Okay, so
I'm thinking it's because we're bothering
him.
Well,
no, I think he would hide it. Yeah, I think he would be
right,
trying
sorry,
to hide
it. Sorry, we won't have a tender moment then. Fuck.
Not yet.
Sorry.
Not
you
yet.
Have to earn it, goddamn.
Yeah.
Glunkus, I always wanted a gay uncle.
Oh my god.
Glunkus just
the return
his hands
of Uncas.
Or his head in his hands and just like.
Oofa doofa.
Thanks, Maureen.
Love you, Glunkus.
Appreciate that.
Maureen. Marine, if it makes you feel better, I'm pretty sure my uncle that we killed was secretly gay, but still married to his wife, who we also killed. So
Brenda,
you kind
I'm
of had a gay
honest,
uncle.
Wasn't he banging
now, time
his
out. I know we're. I was about to say, is he gay and fucking
yeah,
his
why
twin
would he
sister?
Do that?
Yeah,
is his
probably.
Twin sister
I
his
forgot.
Beard?
I have to be honest with everyone. Forgot I put incest in there.
No, there's
forgot
something
I requested
weird with
incest.
Rich people. I don't know what's
Christ.
Up.
Exactly. Thank you.
I'm sorry, but I just don't want to be related to your side of the family.
Wow.
I don't know him. I'm a half-orc.
I mean, you're not, right?
I'm not.
You're quite literally not.
I mean,
yeah,
not
Brenda,
by blood.
Brenda, Maureen really do just
Whoa!
Do you a bit better.
Damn. Holy shit.
Says the man who's repressing his husband in past life. Big.
I wish I could pull a Glunkus in real
Damn.
Life.
Look, you guys... You
There's
guys
no time for fight.
You guys don't know what you're talking about, so we should just...
I Probably mean, not, but let's all... Get out of this lady's brain, and then we can
yeah.
have discourse.
Okay, the door to
what
the
if,
right is open.
What if... What if...
What if what?
What if Big is Glonkus' husband, and he brought him over with him?
No.
I'm just making my own conspiracy theories, sorry.
That's a little too far out.
Yeah.
That would require an immensely orchestrated effort between Perry, Jake, and I from the very
yeah.
beginning.
Just let me have a conspiracy theory. God.
All See, right. you say that, but I did also completely of my own volition make Maureen and Brenda related.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's true.
Well, I guess
yeah, I said it was
Risa dope. Did give me permission. So yeah, there's one open door and one locked door.
I mean, let's go through the open door.
Kay.
What if Big was Anthony's dad?
What if Big is
ex-wife.
Ansel's ex-wife?
What if Big is Ansel?
What if Big
what if we
is
find
actually
out we're all
the
related?
Person who killed
Jesus
Christ.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, and instead of going
what
through that
Big
door,
is
I'm checking the clock, and we're just going to end the episode. Another cliffhanger.
Big really was.
Next episode, Uh-oh. Find out if Big is Ansel's dad.
You'll never know the truth about Big.
Great.